Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
More newly appointed wardens are set to take to the streets of Cork this week to engage with businesses, residents and visitors, helping to ensure that the city is welcoming for all. And joining us now to discuss this further is Director of Cork Business Association, Cliona Barnes. Good morning, Cliona. Just outline for listeners what these wardens are actually going to do, because I'm not sure that I have a real sense of it.
Sure, no problem. So one of CBA's core pillars that we kind of operate by is safe and clean, and that's to make Cork the safest and cleanest city it can be for people to live, work and enjoy. So on a day-to-day basis, we're calling these wardens ambassadors for the city centre. So they'll be signposting, they'll be offering assistance to the public, supporting local businesses. On a day-to-day, then they'll just be identifying like issues on the street, like graffiti, littering, damage to the public realm, for follow-up by the relevant teams and associations on it. They won't have any enforcement powers, so they're not Gardaí. They're really just a visible presence, an extra eyes and ears on the street day to day.
Okay, so eyes, ears and mouths insofar as that presumably they've been chatting to people. So, I mean, do they do anything in terms of, say, graffiti, anything different to what an ordinary citizen might do who might ring the Cork Council and say there's graffiti on Patrick Street or something? They do that. Is that because people have stopped kind of engaging civically themselves?
No, I don't think so. We just wanted to make sure that it was being monitored and handled as quickly as we could get it done. So what we've done, our kind of full credit to Cork City Council here, is they've actually developed an app mapped of the full city centre of Cork. So everywhere that the warden goes, every type of approach that they receive is going to be logged and registered. Every single piece of public realm in Cork City has been numbered as well. So if they pass, say, a piece of paving or a bollard or graffiti, like you say, that needs to be handled, it will be logged straight away in that app and passed to the relevant team in the council to come and...
So they'll be walking, I mean this in no bad way, they'll be walking the streets on a kind of a daily basis, picking up on things that, overseeing things that aren't quite
That's
as they
it,
should
yeah,
be. Their engagement with businesses and with people who are just, you know, also on the streets of Cork, what kind of engagement is that going to be?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Just approach them is what we're telling people. So they'll be calling into businesses to let them know they're out, and so businesses can see what they look like and who they are. Businesses will be able to reach out to them through an email address as well if they want them to call in. So we'll be releasing that later today to the businesses here in the city. And people on the street, just approach them. Come over and say hi. They're very approachable, friendly people, and ask them anything that you need to ask.
Okay. The cost of this scheme, Cliona, do we know what it is? I know it's being funded from a few different sources.
I don't know the total cost at the moment. What happened last year is CBA applied for funding through the Department of Justice. Just this time, this time last year, we heard that we'd been successful to fund 1.5 wardens for a 2-year pilot. So you can imagine funding their salary, their uniforms, etc. Cork City Council then matched this funding and increased it for 2.5 for a 2-year pilot. So there's now 4 wardens on the street for 2 years.
Okay. I do know that the Department of Justice grant, well, at least we've been informed that the Department of Justice grant was 183,000
yes.
euros.
Yes.
So that's from the Department of Justice, and Cork City Council have matched that. So about 360, 370 for the 2 years.
In and around that, I could assume, yeah.
Okay, all right. And just, I still feel it's slightly vague what's going to happen. Is it a sort of a, and I don't mean this in a dismissive, is it sort of a suck it and see that these people will go out on the streets and will walk around and see what the role actually requires?
We are being flexible, absolutely, yes. So at the moment, they'll go out, they'll log as everything that they see as they're going around. We'll be able to take action off the back of it. Hopefully, kind of, we'll see trends as well within the city, the type of approaches that they're receiving in certain areas, and we'll be able to kind of make long-term actions then to fix things. But at the start, yeah, we're definitely being flexible until we figure out kind of how this goes and what's needed, if there's further training or different types of training needed that'll be put in place for them as well. These schemes are operating successfully already in Dublin and Waterford, so we've learned a lot from the teams up there already.
So Dublin already has these wardens?
Dublin has wardens, yes. There's four wardens already operating in Dublin. They're based in the north inner city, and Waterford has four wardens as well, covering okay. the full city.
Cliona Barnes, Director of Cork Business Association, thank you very much for speaking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think of the idea of these wardens. As I mentioned earlier to Shane, I think the fact that certainly I'd never heard anything about the ones in the North Inner City. I wonder how much these will achieve, but that might just be the cynic in me this morning. Let me know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.